More than 800,000 Wisconsinites depend on the program. But Assembly Republican Dean Coffert of Neenah says too many spend their allocation on junk food at taxpayers' expense. Coffert wants the state to establish a pilot study where food share recipients in a specific area would have to spend 85% of their allocation on nutritional food. Coffert says his bill does not define what is considered nutritious food.
If you read my bill, I acknowledge one thing. The proposal is short on details. And that's because I intentionally did it that way so that, you know, the groups wouldn't, you know, be going nuts already.
But critics of Coffert's bill are already speaking up. Nine organizations have signed a letter in opposition, including the Midwest Food Processors Association. President Nick George says the government has no right to decide what's nutritious and therefore what companies win and which ones lose. He says, for example, what if potato products like French fries and chips don't make the list? He says less potato demand would mean that processors would have to let some workers go.
That'll have a very negative impact on our industry. You know, Wisconsin is number three in the country in the processing, the production and processing of potatoes.
Coffert says he's hoping the Wisconsin Department of Health Services and the U.S. Department of Agriculture will help develop a list of nutritious foods. The bill remains in committee for now. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.